Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Catholic Home Show on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Teresa, and today we are joined by our return guest, Jacinta. Welcome back, Jacinta.
Thanks, Teresa.
And since we last recorded, it seems like a while ago, not sure when it was, maybe because so much has happened in the meantime, but Jacinta has had another baby in the interim. So how many children have you now?
So that's number 6 now, and 6. 5 boys in a row.
Wow. And one of them's in the room with us now, but he's pretty quiet, so hopefully he'll keep quiet for the duration of this recording. So anyway, Jacinta and I are returning now to revisit what ended up being, I would say, the most popular and most appreciated of all the Catholic Home Shows that have been recorded, and that was the series called The Battle for Your Child's Soul, which focused on analysing some of the modern movies and TV shows and for children, and pointing out to people the problems in it. Now, by the time this comes to air, it will, because we record in advance and then it get released the next year, usually. So some of the movies that Jacinta has analysed will seem old, and people will think, well, we've already done this. But the point is, it's the principles that we want to impart so people know for in general what sort of things you should look out for in general.
And the movies are still out there, so regardless of how old they are, it's still important to know which ones to avoid.
Let's just hope that's not too late for some of our listeners.
True.
But I mean, obviously, those who listen to the first series would be more switched on. But then we just thought we'd touch on some more recent ones. So, and also because a lot of our members are coming later, they might not have heard that original series. So anyway, I've not actually watched any of these movies that we're going to discuss. Jacinta did all the work. So I will leave it with you, Jacinta, to get into explaining, like an introduction as to what sort of things you were looking out for and what sort of agendas are being pushed now compared to when we were looking at those movies several years ago.
Yeah, so the main thing that I was wanting to sort of talk about is the general sort of wokeness that's in Disney movies these days. So the term wokeness refers to an awareness of racial and social justice issues derived from African-American English and popularized through social movements such as the hashtag Stay Woke. And that was a movement among the blacks that was aimed at awareness regarding systemic racism, and in particular police brutality. And then there was also like the hashtag Black Lives Matter. So it originally meant being alert to racial discrimination, but it evolved to sort of encompass broader awareness of social inequalities such as sexism and LGBTQ+ rights. But the term's kind of become politicized, and it's also sometimes used derisively to criticize progressive social justice efforts or as a signifier of cultural elitism. So
what exactly does that mean?
It's pretty much being politically correct, I suppose, and pushing agendas that we don't like.
Right. Okay. So they're using now the children's movies and entertainments to get at them early, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And it seems almost like Disney knows that there's a backlash against it, but it's almost like they don't care. And they're losing money left, right and center, but they just continue pumping out these movies that are full of this woke agenda.
They must be strong enough and powerful enough to wear that loss of sales income, because they must be at least making some profit. Otherwise,
not
really.
Yeah, a lot of their movies have lost like millions of dollars. I don't know whether it's because with our last lot of shows, we were looking at who works at Disney, and we know that at the higher level, there's a lot of like homosexuals and pedophiles and people like that working there. So I don't know whether it's just that they see their end goal as being to get that message out at the expense of actually making a profit or what it is, but whatever it is, they're losing money because of it.